Port Adelaide, because they've just returned to training today after having a beautiful four-day break. Tom Cleary joins us. Tom, welcome to the show, mate.
G'day, Roy. Bix, how we going?
Yeah, Tommy. Very well. Mention the four-day break. Let's start with that. Did you get up to anything special?
Yeah, it was a nice little break. Got away with a few of the boys. Tommy Jonas has got a shack down at Young Husband on the river, so went down there for a few nights and got the boat out, went for a ski, tried to catch a few fish, and then we camped down on the beach down near the Coorong for a night. So
just
been
that,
out and about, boys.
You've got some quite good skiers. A number of players like to get down the river. I saw some vision of Ollie Wines doing some flips and jumps, and tell you what, he's pretty handy on the end of a ski rope.
Yeah, no, he's not too bad. He grew up on the river, but he rates himself pretty highly. But, no, he's pretty good. Tommy Jonas is very handy as well.
Are you allowed to ski and wakeboard and that, are you?
Yeah, a little bit, and more so probably it helps that it's over the summer period when we're not playing games, but it's like anything, just don't be too silly, and if you get injured doing it, that's when you probably get in trouble, so it's kind of up to yourself.
Yeah, let's not get on the whip and round into a tree stump or anything like that. That's exactly right.
Hey, Tommy, you mentioned your fishing. Has it improved, mate? Did you get yourself a Murray cod down there at Young Husband?
No, well, that's the question I was going to ask you. We need tips. We got a few cut up, but that's about all you catch up this way on the river by the sounds of it. And then when we went down to the Coorong Wednesday night, we took the beach rods and we were hoping to catch a few big mulloway off the beach, but she was blowing sideways, so the rods didn't get much of a run.
Last time I rung off air and gave you boys some tips, did you take them up? Have you now got a GPS for the boat?
I do have a GPS.
Good boy. That's one
thing we've improved. Yeah.
Now, the marks that I've sent you, have you been able to get your boat on those marks?
Not yet. Well,
Tommy, I'll come out with you. We'll do that.
We need to go out with you and your big boat.
Let's do that. That's a date. I've promised you that. Let's do that, Tommy. Hey, let's get in it. The West Coast game. Look, I know it's Feb, round one, it's JLT. But was there some level of frustration? It was a bit of the same old, same old. What I turn about is seven turnover goals. The inside 50 delivery wasn't at that elite level. Your conversion still needs work. What's the wash-up for you as a player from it?
Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating, but I think our first game for the year, majority of the games so far have been a little bit scrappy with skills and structures and everything. And as you said earlier, we had training today and reviewed the game pretty well and identified a few key areas that we need to work on, and one of that obviously our defence. West Coast, we just let them run and carry the ball and didn't put too much pressure on them, especially in the second half. That's when they kind of got away from us. So going out of that, our defence was probably the main issue out of the game.
Mm. What about in the wash-up? Was there any positives, anything that the coaching staff liked out of the game?
Yeah, you always take a bit out of the game. Like a couple of young fellas, Don Barry, he was very good, I thought. His run and carry, and then just a few things we've been working on over the pre-season. We identified a few areas and that we just need to keep working on. But I think the game against Crows in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be able to hopefully step it up a bit more and then ramp it up coming into the real stuff.
Yep. Now, that's 8 days away, that match. What will this weekend hold? Will you do some match simulation?
Yeah, so we had a little bit of a run around today, but not too much. And then I think tomorrow I think we'll have a decent hit out. I'm not sure exactly what we'll be doing. I'm sure we'll do a bit of match sim and a few other drills to get us going. But, it'll be a bit of a decent hit out, I would have thought.
Competition for spots is great, and you've recruited well. You're back six or seven. It's going to be tight back there, isn't it?
Yeah, everywhere, the back line. But I think across the whole team at the moment, everyone's pretty fit. Matty Broadbent, he's probably the only one that's more a long term, but everyone else in the next week or two, like Chatty, he'll be right, I think, for the next JLT game and a few others coming back. So if you've got everyone ready to go, it does become very tight, especially in the back line. It's going to be very tight, which is good for the team, and that's when you have good team success. But I suppose you've just got to play your role, and hopefully I can do my bit and keep getting the gig.
Well, you'll keep getting the gig. You were sensational last year, Tommy. Took your footy to another level. Robbie's suspension was upheld. Is he filthy?
Yeah, I think he was a little bit disappointed. Obviously, I think his intentions are right. He was going for the ball. I think it was just a bit of an accident, and like there was no malice at all in it. So I think that's where the disappointment from him and from the team and the club like come from. But yeah, he wasn't trying to hurt him. Yeah, it was a genuine accident.
Yeah.
He thought, and that we all thought, so we were a bit disappointed, but you can't do much about it, so we've just got to move on, and he'll be better for it.
Well, you have to check yourselves or your approach to 50-50 balls, and I want to know, in Ken, in your meeting today, did he bring it up? Is it something that needs to be addressed? Has the line changed with a 50-50 contest, Tom?
No, we didn't discuss it at all today. But I think it's one of those things that obviously Robbie is going hard at the ball, but you suppose you've got to have a bit of care and knowledge about, I suppose, what's around you and in this day, in the game these days, if you make any contact to the head, you're going to be in strife. So I think that's just what cost him in the end.
Okay.
What about the intensity at training? Pre-seasons can be really long, and now you get to the stage where you're playing games, and really there's only one full-on game hit out to go before you start with round one. Have you noticed a bit of a sharpening up amongst the players?
Yeah, so that's probably the main thing that changes. Obviously, the duration coming into games, duration cuts down probably significantly from pre-season, but then that's when we want to ramp the pre-season up. So a lot more shorter and sharper sessions, and we want to, when we're out there, because we're not out there for as long, we just want to be flat out and have that intensity right up. So come start of the season, we're raring to go.
And that game you play against Adelaide is going to be at Albert Noble. I'm expecting there'll be a really big crowd there. That'll be back to the glory days of Sandfield footy, when we get maybe 10 or 12,000 people along there screaming for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I reckon she'll be chock-a-block. I know all the Power fans and all the faithful will be out in numbers, so it should be good. And even like when you play a Sandfield game there, we still get good crowds there, and that's a good atmosphere. So I would have thought the crowd will well exceed what we normally get at a Sandfield game, and I reckon it'll be chock-a-block, so it should be a good hit-out. I'm looking forward to it.
It's just data and opinion, but Champion Data had your top four today. We saw that come out. We've got your top four, Bix and I. We're optimistic of a really great year for you guys, beating those top teams and expectation. Does yours match ours? And internally, do you talk about it?
Yeah, I think so. We try not to. You try not to listen too much to everyone and everything on the outside, but we believe that, yeah, when we play a game against anyone, if it's the top team or the bottom team, that we can beat anyone on our day. So, yeah, if we're on top of our game, I think we should have a pretty exciting season ahead.
Tom, we enjoyed your development last year. You willed yourself to be terrific in that back six, made it yours. You'll do it again this year. I hope you stay sound and safe. Hope your fishing improves. We'll keep in touch. And mate,
yeah,
thanks
we'll
for
do.
Your time, Tommy. Good work.
Nah, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, he's a ripper fella.
Tom Cleary, there's four big guys in Port Adelaide's back line. I think Jonas is probably the number one defender. Then it's Dougal Howard played down there and trained down there, Jack Homps and Tom Cleary. Tom Cleary, with his aerobic ability, just has a bit of a point of difference,
yeah,
I reckon, from those other two. So Homps and Howard really going to fight it out most likely for that third tall spot in Port's defence, but it's great to have that depth.
Tom Cleary, our guest. We love a chat with him. 2018 season launch and Hall of Fame dinner. It is next Thursday. It is at the Adelaide Convention Centre. You can still get tickets, pafc.com.au.